The moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life are free.
Well, on New Year's Day, this aptly titled song became part of the public domain, along with a crop of other books and films. In this earlier story, NPR's Phil Harrell walks us through what is now available.
We're talking about works from the year 1927.
Anyone is free to share them, to use them in their own artworks, without fear of legal liability.
Jennifer Jenkins is the director of Duke University's Center for the Study of the Public Domain. She's got an impressive list of songs from that year.
Irving Berlin's Puttin' on the Ritz.
Now if you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Puttin' on the Ritz.
Also, My Blue Heaven, Old Man River, George and Ira Gershwin's Funny Face, and Swonderful. There's one novelty song Jenkins remembers hearing as a kid.
And I had that complete enchantment at the phenomenon of a frozen dessert homonym.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream, ice cream.
You know, you see a kid light up when they first hear a pun, and I thought, that's so clever.
Among the books headed for the public domain, titles by Agatha Christie, Ernest Hemingway, William Faulkner.
My favorite is Virginia Woolf's To the Lighthouse.
And some of Arthur Conan Doyle's last Sherlock Holmes stories, which brings up an interesting question. Does just the book go into the public domain? Or can the still profitable characters, like Sherlock and Watson, remain protected?
The estate of Conan Doyle has tried to use some very creative copyright theories to demand licensing fees for the use of these characters.
Like, shouldn't their copyrights from the first book not expire after 95 years if the author kept writing about them in subsequent books?
That got rejected in court.
Or what about when other writers give Sherlock new character traits, something that wasn't in the books? Surely that's copyright infringement.
Guess what? No one can claim to own generic character traits.
The court said no.
Elementary, my dear Watson.
1927 was a transitional year for Hollywood with the release of The Jazz Singer.
The very first spoken words in a film that were ever heard by an audience came from that movie.
Wait a minute. You ain't heard nothing yet.
Al Jolson's voice ushered in the age of the talkie. Now, setting aside the fact that The Jazz Singer was staggeringly racist, with Jolson performing in blackface, that movie did change everything. It meant the demise of silent films, and many greats were released that same year.
The first winner of the Academy Award for Best Picture, it was called Outstanding Picture back then, it's a film called Wings.
Also the influential sci-fi pick Metropolis.
That has echoes in everything from Blade Runner to the Star Wars movies.
Now, luckily, those films have been preserved. But once studios gave up on silent films, often reels were destroyed.
Many of them were melted down for their silver content, which was thought to be more valuable than the film itself. Many were discarded to clear up storage space.
The Library of Congress estimates that 75% of American silent films are partially or completely lost. Jennifer Jenkins says, if only they'd lasted until Public Domain Day.
We have a lot of empirical research showing that when works are in the public domain, they're more likely to be preserved because third parties can copy them, digitize them, save them for history without fear of legal liability.
And that process began for works from 1927 on New Year's Day. NPR's Phil Harrell brought us that piece. You're listening to Here and Now.